The holidays are upon us. For countless Americans, that means presents to buy, cards to write, cookies to bake. In other words, stress. Commentator Heather Havrileski has developed a little test to measure holiday burnout.
Holidays are a lot like your high school prom, or like your wedding, the first one, or like that time you tried to bake a souffle. All it takes is one small mistake to mess up the whole thing so that it's an absolute failure. The worst part is there are traitors among us, people who pretend to be experiencing a lot of holiday stress, but it's just a front. The truth is they're secretly humming pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, because they finished their Christmas shopping in July, finalized their travel plans in October, and now they're left to relax and enjoy what they honestly believe is the most magical time of the year. These people are not like the rest of us. Remember, you are a mere mortal. If you try to do too much, you run a real risk of experiencing premature holiday burnout, or PHB. Sure, it doesn't sound too bad now, but catch a serious case of PHB on December 20th, and you'll be out of commission until New Year's Eve, unable to wrap a present or even lick an envelope. Luckily for you, I have recently developed a survey that can help you to determine whether or not you're currently at risk of developing PHB. First, we measure your relative immunity to your holiday environment. If you gain, on average, 5 to 7 pounds per week spent at home with family, give yourself a point. You get 2 more points if your family might reasonably be described as wildly dysfunctional and they enjoy playing board games that take over 3 hours to complete. And give yourself 5 points if you have at least one family member who celebrates the holidays by not taking her lithium. Next, we measure your holiday-related high-risk behaviors. If you just bought a pack of holiday greeting cards, despite the fact that you have several similar packs left over from last year, give yourself a point. Despite past failures, if you intend to send cards to more than 20 people, even though you lack addresses for most of those on your list, in fact, you have no list, but you're still determined to get these 20 or so cards out with a warm, personalized note enclosed, along with an attractive photograph of yourself and your significant other, even though you don't currently have a photograph in which you both look attractive enough. Okay, the truth is you don't currently have a significant other, but you are considering hiring a swimsuit model to pose as your significant other. 4 points. And if you're going to try to write one of those generic holiday letters that starts off with something like, "Dear friends and family," and you plan on somehow managing a casual, off-the-cuff tone that doesn't seem overly confessional, but also doesn't seem too falsely cheerful or boastful, and somehow doesn't even hint at your true outlook on life, which friends tell you is downright morose, give yourself 6 points. Now add up all your points. If you have a score over 8, you have a high risk of developing PHB. This means you need to lie down immediately, drink 2 glasses of red wine, and forget about the holidays entirely until symptoms clear up. And most importantly, do not, under any circumstances, attempt to bake a souffle.
Heather Havrileski lives in Los Angeles.